This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. President Draupadi Murmu is scheduled to visit Chhattisgarh and Odisha today. During her visit, President Murmu will grace the Silver Jubilee of the Chhattisgarh Legislative Assembly at Raipur. The President will also attend the Foundation Day ceremony of Bharatiya Biswa Babu Shabar Samaj in Odisha's Nayagarh. The budget session of Delhi Legislative Assembly will begin from today. The session is tentatively scheduled to run till the 28th of March, with provisions for extension if required. The CAG report on the functioning of DTC will be tabled in the House today. The budget for the year 2025-26 will be presented in the House on Tuesday and will outline the government's financial priorities and development agenda for the year. During the session, key financial and policy matters will be discussed and decided upon. Lawmakers will engage in a detailed discussion on the budget on 26 March to analyze financial allocations and policy initiatives. The Assembly will deliberate and vote on the proposed budget on Thursday. Today is World Tuberculosis Day. The day is observed on the 24th of March every year to raise awareness about the devastating health, social and economic consequences of tuberculosis, TB, and to step up efforts to end the global epidemic. The day is observed to commemorate the anniversary of Dr. Robert Koch's discovery of the TB bacteria in 1882. This year's theme is Yes, We Can End TB, Commit, Invest and Deliver. The theme offers an opportunity to reflect on ongoing efforts and encourage stronger commitment at local, national and international levels to end TB by combating the growing threat of drug-resistant TB. In Chhattisgarh, 22 Maoists, including two women, surrendered before the police in Bijapur district yesterday. District Additional Superintendent of Police Ulandon York said that a total reward of 11 lakh rupees had been declared on six of the surrendered Maoists. The surrendered Maoists were given a cash incentive of rupees 25,000 each under the state government's rehabilitation policy. The Chhattisgarh government, in line with Home Minister Amit Shah's vision to eradicate Naxalism by March 2026, has intensified its crackdown on Maoists. The Supreme Court Judge, Justice B.R. Gawai, yesterday said that all problems can be resolved through constitutional means. Speaking at a function marking the 12th anniversary of the Manipur High Court in Imphal, Justice Gawai emphasized the power of dialogue, stating that solutions are within reach when people come together. Meanwhile, Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal addressed the ongoing peace process, acknowledging improvements in the situation but stressing the need for continued progress. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted that hot and humid conditions are very likely to prevail at isolated places over Gujarat state during the next 2 to 3 days. Kerala, Mahi, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Rayalaseema and south interior Karnataka are likely to experience thunderstorms accompanied by gusty winds in the coming 2 days. In the IPL T20, Chennai Super Kings defeated Mumbai Indians by 4 wickets at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium, Chennai tonight, chasing a modest target of 156 set by Mumbai Indians. Chennai Super Kings rode on a match-winning unbeaten 65 by Rachin Ravindra and a fiery 53 by skipper Rituraj Gaikwad to seal the win in 19.1 overs. And that's the end of this news bulletin.